Yes, ma'am, quite often, Takazuru told me. But may I ask, Sayuri-san, you've known him a long while, and, well, Nobu-san is a kind man, isn't he? Takazuru-san, why do you ask me? If you've been spending time with him, surely you know whether or not he is kind. I'm sure I must sound foolish, but I'm so confused. He asks for me every time he comes to Gion, and my older sister tells me he's as good a patron as any girl could hope for. But now she's angry with me because I've cried in front of him several times. I know I shouldn't do it, but I can't even promise I won't do it again. He is being cruel to you, is he? By way of answering, poor Takazuru clenched her trembling lips together, and in a moment, tears began to pool at the edges of her lids, so much that her little round eyes seemed to gaze up at me from two puddles. Sometimes Nobu-san doesn't know how harsh he sounds, I told her, but he must like you, Takazuru-san, otherwise why would he ask for you? I think he asks for me only because I'm someone to be mean to, she said. One time he did say my hair smelled clean, but then he told me what a nice change that was. It's strange that you see him so often, I said. I've been hoping for months to run into him. Oh, please don't, Sayuri-san. He already says how nothing about me is as good as you. If he sees you again, he'll only think the worse of me. I know I shouldn't bother you with my problems, ma'am, but I thought you might know something I could do to please him. He likes stimulating conversation, but I never know what to say. Everyone tells me I'm not a very bright girl. People in Kyoto are trained to say things like this, but it struck me that this poor girl might be telling the truth. It wouldn't have surprised me if Nobu regarded her as nothing more than the tree where the tiger might sharpen its claws. I couldn't think of anything helpful, so in the end, I suggested she read a book about some historical event Nobu might find interesting, and tell the story to him bit by bit when they met. I myself had done this sort of thing from time to time, for there were men who liked nothing more than to sit back with their eyes watery and half-closed and listen to the sound of a woman's voice. I wasn't sure it would work with Nobu, but Takazuru seemed very grateful for the idea. Now that I knew where to find Nobu, I was determined to go and see him. I felt terribly sorry I'd made him angry with me, and of course, I might never see the chairman again without him. I certainly didn't want to cause Nobu pain, but I thought perhaps by meeting with him, I could find some way of resuming our friendship. The trouble was, I couldn't drop in uninvited at the Awazumi, for I had no formal relationship with the tea house. So in the end, I made up my mind to stroll past during the evening whenever I could, in the hopes of bumping into Nobu on his way there. I knew his habits well enough to make a fair guess about the time he might arrive.